Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Amelia Earhart, pioneer in aviation, once said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. The fears are paper tigers. You can do anything you decide to do. You can act to change and control your life, and the procedure, the process, is its own reward." Great quote.
That is a good quote by someone who had to fight her way up in aviation.
True. With the right advice, you and I can make the right decisions. Every time. Not once in a while, but every time.
Now, this is a proverb that I claim a lot. I'm not sure I've always done it well, but I've claimed it a lot. Proverbs 2:9, and I'm sure you would too. Proverbs 2, verse 9 in the Living Bible says, He shows how to distinguish right from wrong, how to find the right decision every time. Wow. When we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, when we obey the instructions of God's word, then we will be given wisdom and common sense in order to make right decisions each and every time, hopefully. In Proverbs 2:1 in the Living Bible, Proverbs 2 verse 1, it says, "Every young man who listens to me and obeys my instructions will be given wisdom and good sense." Pretty sure that means every young woman and actually maybe old men and old women too.
That's it.
But it's a good way to start out.
Here are seven steps to making the right decisions. First, make a decision. William James, the author, once said, "When you have to make a choice and don't make it, that is in itself a choice."
That's right.
Job 22:28, the Living Bible. "You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways." If you've been living in the land of not enough, occasionally traveling through life with just enough, then you need to decide that today, right now, things are going to change. Your decision may take courage as you will be leaving your comfort zone for the first time. Peter Drucker, the business and management guru, once said, "Whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision." It's time for each of us to make a courageous decision to change.
Second, make a decision to put God first. In Proverbs 3, verse 6, the Living Bible, it says, "In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success." That sounds like a great promise to me.
Me too, baby.
God will, the scripture says, direct us and crown our efforts with success. It doesn't say it might or it could or could happen. The scripture says when we put God first, our efforts will be successful. Hallelujah. Psalm 90, verse 17, New Living Translation says, "And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful." Yes, make our efforts successful. When we put God first, not doubting his word or the promises in it, he will show his approval of our faithfulness by making our efforts, the things we put our hands to, successful.
Hallelujah.
When we put God first, it reveals whom we desire to serve.
Third, decide to walk in his ways and keep his word. Deuteronomy 26:17, Classic Amplified Bible. "You have openly declared the Lord this day to be your God, pledging to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments, his precepts, and to hearken to his voice." Great scripture. Deciding to walk in God's ways by keeping his word is a daily decision. We decide, nobody else, we decide there's nothing more important to us than God and his holy word. As we've always said, read your Bible, do what it says. When we heed those seven words, there are two things that God will do for us. First, our Heavenly Father will speak to us through His Word. Second, as He speaks to us through His Word, we will find faith will increase to prepare us for any attack or assault of the enemy. As we continually read and study the Word of God, we are programming the good stuff, the Word, into our mental hard drives, our brain. In the daily situations of life, our responses in every circumstance will be determined by the superabundance of the Word that's in our hearts, that's ready to flow out of our mouths. Proverbs 22:17-18, Classic Amplified Bible.
I love this scripture.
Listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them. Your lips will be accustomed to confessing them. Then when you go to Joshua 1:9, New International Version, it says, "Haven't I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." I want you to say this with me. Have not I commanded thee?
Have not I commanded thee?
Have not I commanded thee? In other words, read your Bible, do what it says.
Fourth, when we act on our decision, things begin to change. It's not enough to meditate, prepare, and motivate ourselves to make a decision. We've actually got to do something. As Dr. Morris Cirillo said years ago, fact is a fate. Fate, well, let me say that again. Faith is a fact, but you must act.
So true.
And the scripture teaches in James 2:17, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. It's not what we know, it's what we do with what we know that makes a difference and impacts the course of our lives and human events, meaning our events. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for works is G2041, and it means that which one undertakes, any product, whatever, anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind, an act, deed, thing done. So James 2:17 in the Classic Amplified says it this way. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. Wow. The Message Bible translation of James 2:17 once again gets very direct, and it says, isn't it obvious that God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense? Once you've collected the wisdom of the Word and you've made a decision to be about His business, things will start to fall into line.
You know, honey, I love the Message Bible version of James 2:17.
Yeah.
Isn't it obvious that God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense?
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
It's so true. Fifth, things change today by the decisions we make or fail to make. What we do today will determine the reality we experience tomorrow. It's not what we're thinking about doing. It's what we do with the decisions we make and the actions we take. Deuteronomy 30:15, the Living Bible. Look today, I have set before you life and death, depending on whether you obey or disobey.
Wow.
It's real simple. If we obey the Word of God, failure will be turned into success and impossibilities into possibilities. When we make a decision which we fail to implement, we've made a decision to fail.
Mm. Sixth, once we make a decision, he wants us to keep it. Psalm 50, verse 14, Contemporary English Version. I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word. That's powerful.
Yes, it is.
Powerful. Provokes you. Numbers 32:23 in the New Living Translation says, but if you fail to keep your word, then you will have sinned against the Lord.
Wow.
And you may be sure that your sin will find you out. Wow. If we fail to keep our word, we have sinned against the Lord himself. And with that understanding, once we make a decision, we do definitely need to keep it. In Numbers 30, verse 2 in the Contemporary English Version, it says, when one of you men makes a promise to the Lord, you must keep your word. This principle is duplicatable. We must teach those who work for us, teach those being raised in our house, the importance of keeping our word once we've made a decision to do it.
It's so true. Seventh, decide today how you use your time. Decide today how you use your time. Psalm 90, verse 12, Contemporary English Version. Teach us to use wisely all the time we have. Each of us decide. You decide, I decide, we decide. You decide, not someone else. Not the passing of time on a clock. You decide what you'll do with every minute of every day that God has given you. And one more thing. You might not have what you want because you don't yet know what you want out of life. Do you have what it takes to turn your TV off, mute your cell phone, put your computer into sleep mode, and either review or create goals for your future success? Now that would be a wise decision.
I agree 150%.
Hallelujah. And when you think about this teaching,
that's it.
If you're riding in your car, if you listen to it playback at home or in the office, think about your day. Think about making wise decisions today.
Today.
Because decisions you make today will determine your success tomorrow. And that's it.
Amen.
Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, at the top where it says sow a seed, ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.